Bikurim Yerushalmi corresponding to Midois Bavli Daf Lamed Zayin. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis at the second Mishnah, Emesai Amu. Emesai Amu Tosefes HaBikurim Kabikurim Bizman Shibar Min Ha'aretz Bim Eina Bar Min Ha'aretz Eina Kabikurim. When did they say that Tosefes Bikurim are considered like Bikurim? It's when the Tosefes comes from Eretz Yisrael, but when it comes from Chutz La'aretz, it's not like Bikurim. But Amu Amu HaBikurim כנכסי כהן, שהוא קונה מהם עבודים בקרקוי שבהמת מאה, ובחויב נוטלום בחויבוי והאישה בקציבוסה בספר תורה. Why do they say that Bikurim are the Kohen's property? He may buy with them slaves, land, or tummy animal, a creditor may collect them for his debt, and a woman may collect her ksuba from them, and one may use Bikurim to buy a Sefer Torah. Vyuda Omer, ein nois nimoisam ela lechaver b'tovah. Vyuda says, we give Bikurim only to a chaver. But Tova means Yisrael has Tova Sana, means Yisrael may pay him on condition to give it to a particular Kohen. Chachamim say we give them to people of the Mishmar and they divide among themselves like Kodshei HaMikdash. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Chia, v'avava shalom l'vishim gamliel, ma'o shi'im ka adam sefer Tova, lisa isha, amalain, in. The Gemara brings Rabbi Yossi quoting Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said that they asked Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel if one may sell a sefer Torah to marry a woman, and he said yes. They asked him if one may sell a sefer Torah to learn Torah, and he said yes. And they asked about for needs of living, and he did not answer them. Rabbi Yonah b'shem Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Sharlu es Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Ma'u shi'im ka adam sefer Torah lisa isha. Amalain in, Lamai Torah Amalain in, Rivne Chayav Lo Shalom Lo Given. Rav Yonah quoting Rav Chiya bar Abba said that they asked Rav Shimon Gamliel if one may sell a Sefer Torah to marry a woman, and he said yes, to learn Torah, and he said yes, but for needs of living they didn't ask and he didn't answer. Adaita Rav Yonah Nicha Lo Shalom Lo Given, Adaita Rav Yossi Im Shalom Lo Given. The question is, it's fine according to Rav Yonah, they didn't ask about needs of living and he didn't answer. But according to Rabbi Yossi, if they asked, why did he not answer? He asked Rabbi Chananya, Rabbi Pinchas, Rabbi Yochanan, B'shem Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Meichahu Adam, Shisei Sefer Torah, Lisa Isha, B'lem Ma'atayu, V'kol Shkem B'nei Chayov. The answer is that when Rabbi Chananya came, he said that Rabbi Pinchas, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, quoting Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, said that one may sell a Sefer Torah to marry a woman, to learn Torah, and all the more so, for needs of living. There's no need for Rabbi Shimon Gamliel to answer, because all the more so it would be permitted. Tani Hamade es Benoi le Talmud Torah Muta le Menois loy Chavis shel Shisei Maim ul Hadvik loy es Aner. One who vows not to benefit from his son, lest his son be distracted from Talmud Torah, even so the son may fill a barrel of water for him and light a lamp for him. V'yakob Eidi b'shem Rabbi Yonason af lekeach li chafarsa ben Ashuk. V'yakob Eidi, quoting Rabbi Yonason, says he may even buy things for him in the market. Ma pligi. Do they argue? Kan be'ish, kan be'isha. The answer is no. Here the son may not buy things for him in the market, refers to a man he can buy for himself, and here the son may buy in the market for the parent, that refers to a woman, she does not normally go to the market. Im haya adam mesuyam asa oisai ke'isha. If you have a distinguished man who doesn't normally go to the market, they give him the law of a woman. Ma'aseh ba'adam echad shehidir et menoy l'talmud Torah uba ma'aseh lefnei Rabbi Yossi bin Chalafta. A case occurred in which one vowed his son for Talmud Torah. The case came in front of Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, and he permitted him to fill a barrel of water for him and light a lamp for him. Tani hamoicha sefer Torah shel aviv eino roye siman bracha la'olam. V'chol hamakayim sefer Torah b'seich b'isei alav hakasav omer hoin v'ishu b'isei v'sifkasei emes la'ad. The Baisa says, one who sells a Sefer Torah of his father will never see a simon, a sign of blessing in the money he receives. And one who keeps a Sefer Torah in his house, it says about him, wealth and riches in his home, and his righteousness continues forever. Hanamach per Keter de Slichala Maseches de Bikurim.